Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.
2 weeks tomorrow, Election Day. Will you be thankful it's over November 5th? Will it be over November 5th? How long will we be counting those ballots? Will controversies erupt? Well, no doubt. Early voting already underway in some states. Candidates continuing to focus, obviously, on the key battleground states. And right here, we are in the bullseye zone, if you will, in the battleground state of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So former President Trump, we'll talk about him, Elon Musk, Vice President Harris, but the former president holding several events, multiple events across Pennsylvania over the weekend. If you haven't heard, while the vice president was in Atlanta before then also heading to Pennsylvania. So the Veep, I believe, is in Chester County today. That's the latest. And I'm also looking at the, you know, the key swing states of Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. Trump has the slight lead over Harris, though. That's one of the headlines in some of these sites, and it's a snapshot. I know it's a Polaroid. It's a snapshot day to day. But when we think about the national polling averages, looks like Trump, for the first time in a while, at least in some of the recent polls, has gained some traction. What will that mean Election Day? Who knows? I'm not saying that anybody should take anything for granted. Obviously, they're not. I do want to get to this Elon Musk. Elon Musk speaking, and I think he is a factor. Trump at the McDonald's is a huge hit. Mickey D's. And so if I'm just looking over the past less than a week, when I think of Trump, McDonald's, Bucks County, huge hits, and then you think of Vice President Harris not going to the Al Smith, a premier Catholic, what?
No, I'm snoring at Kamala Harris and the lack of anything she's been doing.
Well, I just think it was a big thumbs down, the fact that she should have gone to that Al Smith dinner. It would have been better to just go have your I thought that she has all the celebrities on her side. So why not, if she opened up, she could be in person and then go to a celeb video. She could have done that.
I don't think she handles criticism too well, Dawn.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think you're right, Dan.
Yeah,
maybe that's it. I'm not really sure. But you see, Trump, he's here, he's there, he's everywhere. He was in Lancaster over the weekend. He was at the McDonald's. Do you want to begin? I do want to get to the Elon Musk stuff, because he's now offering, and we told you this on Kale and Company, offering $1 million if you go to the site and you sign the petition, which I did, of course. And then I had my sons do
right
it.
Right away.
I'm like, $1 million bucks. You know, crazy?
Me and Maisie too. Right away we went to it, yeah.
So and then my husband, Larry Menti, like, I don't know, a day later, he's like, did you hear? And I was like, of course. Absolutely. Already done it.
Did you get your sons to sign and everything?
Yeah, so I'm like, you guys, come on. So we'll talk more about that.
I do have that audio of Elon if you want that.
You must. Yeah, let's start with that, actually. That's fun.
Is that we are going to be awarding $1 million. To randomly to people who have signed the petition every day from now until the election.
Woo.
Should do some kind of competition, like Weakest Link or something. Call up 8, you know, Trump supporters and ask them questions about Trump and the
like a trivia. But I think the fact that
wants to be a millionaire with Elon Musk,
that would be to the richest man in the world. This is like giving out what, like $20 or something. But Kamala Harris heading to the burbs in 3 critical battleground states today, and she's actually courting Republican voters. Do you think that's a mistake? Is she snubbing traditional Democrats or, the further left progressives? Because we've heard that. Now, she did meet with Sherelle Parker, because we saw last week that there were insiders to the mayor of Philadelphia who felt a little snubbed that she wasn't reaching out to the mayor, right? That she wasn't sort of kissing the ring of, this is an important city. And for maybe Republicans think bad things happen in Philadelphia, but for Democrats, I think they think good things happen in Philadelphia, meaning Election Day.
It's fascinating that Kamala is now trying to appeal to Republicans, because I think a big portion of what got Sherelle elected was her strategy in trying to appeal to Philadelphia conservatives, talking about crime and speaking out against Kenny and Krasner's policies. And I wonder if Kamala met with Sherelle, heard how her strategy had worked here in Philadelphia of picking up some conservative voters, and now Kamala is trying to do the same thing, not recognizing that her long list of hypocrisies are completely transparent.
I think that what we're seeing is the same unraveling that we saw when Kamala Harris then, and remember, she's a San Francisco progressive liberal individual. She's from California. She's a San Francisco liberal. We know what has happened there. And so her entire campaign during the primary against her fellow Democrats unraveled. We saw that happening. And she had the strong start. She looked good in the beginning and then just kind of fizzled out. And so I think they thought that if they did this at the last minute and put her in there, that they could get away with, I don't know, not having her appear at some things. But she, think about it, Dan, think about this. And I'll ask you, 855-839-1210, how many events has she shown up as the candidate? And, you know, she has snubbed the media. She has not done these big interviews. And yet we still see her. And that's good news for the process, right? That when you are running for the big job, it's tough to hide from the American people. I think that's a win when we talk about election integrity. I'm putting that, you know me, I'm always, it's a Monday morning. Ha ha, the sun is out. I'm being hopeful. Big shocker. But I do think it's a win that we see her and we see her inauthenticity. You talked about Sherelle Parker, our mayor of Philadelphia. She's somebody who is off. She can't help herself. Sherelle Parker, she was my council person, you know, back in the day. She is who she is. This is who she is. Nobody thought, oh, Sherelle Parker is saying what she needs to say. Nope, didn't happen. She was just herself. And that's just it. We don't even know who Kamala Harris, like, who are you? Because we don't know who she is. One minute she's over here in the far left. Then she says, oh, I love NASCAR. Oh, I have a Glock. Oh, I have this. You don't know who she is. Who is she?
You want to sing along with me?
But seriously, who is Kamala Harris?
Do you even think she knows who she is at this point?
I
know that's confusing to say, but I mean, she's flip-flopped so many dang times. I don't think she remembers what she's for anymore.
I think she is a celebrity. I think she is somebody who is accustomed to being treated like a celebrity. You know, from California, gorgeous, the senator, the prosecutor, and she was always used to people sucking up to her. She has never worked in an environment, I don't think, where she is blasted. And that's just a piece of it. You know, when you get to this point, you're running for the president of the United States of America, you better have a thick skin. You better be able to, you know, take anything, take it. I don't think she's that person. She never, they would have done her a favor even over the past 3.5 years by allowing the vice president, Kamala Harris, to be out there, go to the border, sell, you know, roll up your sleeves, actually work. But she didn't. That's just it. She's like this wealthy celebrity, and I don't think she can handle this. And so I think that's what you're seeing. That's why she's unraveling. Now she can't take the hits.
Now she has surrogates out there on CNBC trying to defend her flip-flopping and her refusal to show any kind of consistency on issues. And Don, this comes from one of my favorites, and I'm sorry to wedge him in here, but Mark Cuban, a guy that I used to worship, and now he's just so far off the rocker. Take a listen.
You asked me specifically, what are the things about her that I agree with, that I support? I told you
I was asking what other things that she's proposed in the past would cause you to campaign against her if she went through with it.
Yeah, I mean, look, what she did 4 years ago, just like Donald Trump and the oil thing. I mean, there's lots of things, you know, that candidates change over a period of years. That's one of the great things about Kamala Harris. She's not an ideologue.
Man, it's brutal.
Things are great.
So she's in Chester County today. I know she will be having moderated conversations. That's how they're releasing this, with Republican Liz Cheney in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Doesn't that sound riveting? To attend a moderated conversation with Liz Cheney?
Way to hype that one, guys.
Wow. With Loser Liz. There you go. And so I just don't think the do Democrats want to clamor in to see Liz Cheney? I don't see it. I don't think that resonates at all. Okay. When you think about rock stars of the Democrat Party, Trump, I know, is back here, I believe, or no, Harris is going to be back in Pennsylvania Wednesday for a town hall. That's in Delco. And there's some controversy going on right now in Delco. We'll get into that. I want to report on all of that as well. But as far as Trump, I know that there now this morning, I said at Sunoco in Delco today, this morning, the Trump bus tour starts. That's with surrogates. So I think somebody inferred that I was saying Trump is in Delco this morning. No, no, no. It's surrogates, but they could be some big names. So I'm trying to find out more on that.
At a gas station?
Yeah, literally. Well, you know.
Come on, guys.
So I'll give that information. Well, it's a bit, you got to have the bus tour, so you got to get that, get out the buses.
Yeah, but like meeting a Wawa parking lot. Like,
well, that's true.
Localize it. Come on.
That's true. By the way, speaking of the bus tour, so it was so funny after our great interview with the Neil, you know, the local Neil, right? I had relatives saying, hey, I see the Neil bus. I'm like, what? What? It was a hoot. So we were texting.
Did they think that the singer Neil Young was going to step out and do some songs?
Yeah, some people actually thought Neil Young, like the singer, but no, Neil Young, much younger, much better looking, local candidate.
He was a fascinating interview, and I love what he brings to politics, what bring to Washington, just a younger mindset, has some kids there too, and go back and listen. Odyssey app, iTunes, anywhere you can find podcasts, search Neil Young, Dawn Stensland Show. Really good interview you did with him there, Dawn.
Thanks. Yeah, he's a great guy, and, you know, I just think it led, all weekend I was talking to people about the yard signs, the intimidation. That's why we want to talk to the great Linda Kearns, because there's so many more letters, so many more people feeling intimidating. And what's up with the cat signs? So people, Chester County, Bucks County, Montgomery County, Philadelphia, especially those collar counties, what's up with the cat signs? Cat signs for Kamala Harris, but as well, now cats for Trump. This is a hoot. This is now. And I said, well, why don't we have dogs? The dogs are for, like, you know what I mean? Who let the dogs out and have for Trump? But no, there are cats for Trump. Even the cats and dogs are fighting in this divisive political environment. This is the USA. Do we have Linda? Do we take a break and then go to Linda?
Oh, we got Linda at 11:14 today.
Oh, 11:14. Yeah, yeah. Thank you. I was thinking 10. So we will, and I will make a confession then, because there's somebody in my family, believe it or not, who as of this moment is not registered to vote.
Oh, immediate family? Or are we talking extended?
Immediate. Nope. It's immediate.
Oh, gosh.
Confession.
Yeah?
Not going to say who yet, but
I think I can infer.
We're dealing with it today. It's annoying, but it's true. So Elon Musk, is he going to get investigated? I don't think he cares. If you are that $1 million, what? Two people have received the $1 million, right? Two people have received the $1 million, I believe. A man and a woman, random people who signed the petition. He's going to do this every single day. I want to be in that crowd. Like, I'm not kidding you. You know, can you imagine pay off all your debt in this?
Be amazing.
Kamala-nomic, Biden-nomic, whatever we call this economy.
You hear Josh Shapiro's calling for an investigation into it?
Yes.
You want to hear that?
Yes.
Let me ask you about a development we learned about overnight. Elon Musk says he will be giving away $1 million every day to
Woo-hoo!
Random voters who sign his super PACs petition. You are a former attorney general. Is this legal?
I think there are real questions with how he is spending money in this race, how the dark money is flowing, not just into Pennsylvania, but apparently now into the pockets of Pennsylvanians. That is deeply concerning. Look, Musk obviously has a right to be able to express his views. He's made it very, very clear that he supports Donald Trump. I don't, obviously we have a difference of opinion. I don't deny him that right. But when you start flowing this kind of money into politics, I think it raises serious questions that folks may want to take a look at.
So you think it might not be legal, yes or no?
I think it's something that law enforcement could take a look at. I'm not the attorney general anymore of Pennsylvania. I'm the governor. But it does raise some serious questions.
Who let the dogs out?
Yeah. Do you have a dog sign? Do you have a cat sign? Dogs and cats for Trump or for Kamala Harris? Who is it? The sign, the battle of the over the signs, and do your neighbors have signs? I know. Remember Hillary? I know, Bo. So it's exciting, but I will say afterwards, I don't know, we're all going to just need a vacation right after. It's exhausting, is it not? Supreme Court, they're, you know, and they're in action, so we'll talk about the court cases this week. So much to talk about. And, of course, my favorite thing, this is one of my highlights of the year. I wish I had been outside that McDonald's on Street Road. Police say they guesstimate the crowd size 7,000 people at least lining the streets yesterday. Street Road, and this is Bucks County, obviously. We were talking about it this morning. So much fun. So we'll get into that. Up ahead, we'll talk to a local mom who's very involved in the school board, you know, the local school board situation. It's really it gives you a sense of the turmoil that the Biden-Harris administration has put forth with the Title IX ruling that everybody had to deal with, you know, because it went into effect August 1st. But now everybody's trying to grapple with it. And then what does that mean? Let's just say November 5th now, if Trump wins, he has said that day one, he will take away that Title IX ruling that really threw this into the faces of many school boards across the country. More than half the states in the country, schools and states are fighting this thing. So we'll talk about all of that, get an update from a great mom. Thanks for being here this Monday morning. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I know I did. 855-839-1210. We'll take a quick break, get your calls on the other side, and great interviews. Great show in store for you as we launch the week. Wow, 15 days to Election Day. Former President Donald J. Trump working the fryer like a pro at, a Philadelphia area suburban McDonald's yesterday. And in essence, this does mock the claim by Vice President Kamala Harris that she worked at McDonald's at some point in college. So I was just fact-checking that, looking at Snopes, and Snopes says unconfirmed. I find that interesting, that they say that there are many journalistic groups, many different groups, activists on both sides have tried to confirm via, I don't know, a record, a W-2, a photograph.
Look, she's written books.
An ID. How about a worker ID? Anything.
Anything, please. And is it not true that it's long closed, so there's really no way they can go back and look, really, and that's why there's no way to confirm? Yet Kamala has written books, no mention of it. She's, you know, never listed on a resume, but all of a sudden she runs for president, tries to appeal to a middle-class demographic, and look at this. She works at McDonald's, huh?
Yeah, I just think that no matter, even if it was, she's saying it was in the mid-80s or whatever, I still think there are, if you work for McDonald's, you have a W-2. There are tax records somewhere.
Yeah.
And so, unless she's saying she worked under the table, which would rarely happen at a McDonald's, that's a franchise. So, I don't know. I don't think it matters that it closed. You would still have some kind of record somewhere. And then also your ID card, something somewhere. I don't know. So that's what they're kind of making fun of. But I will say, what a fun time he had. And the workers training him in are a hoot, as he's actually like in there with the metal basket in the hot oil, dips it in, salts it up. It's so funny. I think it's hysterical. Let's take your calls. What did you think about it?
Oh,
I'm curious.
He owns a lot of McDonald's. That's great. Thank you.
So he takes off, like Mr. Rogers, he takes off his sport coat, puts on the apron, white shirt, red tie, and they're saying, you know, Mr. President, you take the metal basket like this, the fries are in, you dip them in, then you shake them, you put it over, transfer it over here.
I love the fact that he still wore a dress shirt and a tie.
Yes.
While doing this.
Mickey D's apron.
Oh, it's great. What a moment. And
you want to do the salt over?
How big do you think this moment was, Dawn? Is there a lot of that picture of him hanging out the drive-thru window has been floating around on Twitter saying this is the picture, this is the moment that wins Donald Trump the campaign? Do you agree with that sentiment?
I mean, I think this, think about authentic moments. This moment here, he's totally comfortable. He's into it. He's, this is not a slick talking regular career politician that we've ever seen in our history. This is somebody who says, hey, this is hard work. And he says that after work, this is hard work. You guys are good. And he certainly comes off as authentic. When he was shot at and shot in the ear and blood across his face, and he says, wait, wait, wait. And he says to the Secret Service, wait, wait. And then he goes, fight, fight. These are moments that you can't, it's hard to fake it. Right,
like this one for when these two pulled up to the drive-through window. This is making the rounds viral. It's just a very genuine moment between Trump and these people that pull up. Take a listen.
But I could do this all day. I wouldn't mind this job. I like this job. I think I might come back and do it again.
Thank you.
Look at that. Mr. Look at that.
Thank you, Mr. President. You made it possible for ordinary people like us to meet you.
You're not ordinary.
I mean, thank you so much.
You are not ordinary. I can see.
We pray for you. And you are the type of person we want to be the president.
Thank you so much.
So
nice.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I took a bullet.
Thanks for taking the bullet for us.
Thank you very much.
And so just to give you the visual there, it's from the perspective, he's literally at the drive-through window and people are driving up. And the lamestream media, whatever you want to call it, so-called legacy media, they are all saying, oh, this was all a setup. The Secret Service has come out and said, of course, we made sure nobody drove up and had a firearm or anything dangerous. We vetted them. So were these people a setup or scripted? I don't think they were scripted. Were they vetted? Of course they were. But the point is, even in those moments, we've seen many candidates over the years just crumble because they're not acting in a real way. He's responding to people. That's not scripted. His answers to when the guy says, when the guy says we're ordinary people, I don't think that's scripted. Do you think that's scripted? Because I don't. And I don't think you can script Trump, which, sometimes, let's face it, our best qualities are also some of our worst qualities. So the good, the bad, the ugly, right? But it's all real. And that's just it. So do we want to take your calls? 855-839-1210. Hey, Glenn, you're in Jenkintown. Hey, Glenn.
Hello?
Hey, Glenn. You're on the Dawn Show.
No, this is Newman Price.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey Newman Price.
How are you doing, sir?
How are you?
Yeah. No, hey, good. Hey, I was calling to give some crowd perspective. You know, a lot of what's been said has been said well about just how organic the crowd was. But when you hear a number like 7,000, yeah, it really doesn't, you know, click. But I went back after the event, and I drove from just south of the Wawa on Philmont, or on Busselton, excuse me, down to the Wawa on Philmont, and that was about the length of the crowd. So we're talking 1 1/10 of a mile of people lined up on that road.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah, it was great, and it was such a great experience. You know, because they weren't out there for a speech, they weren't out there for a rally. They were just out there to support the guy, and it was just such a great moment. You know, I've heard a lot about the youth that were out there. Very true. You know, a lot of young guys out there, but there were young women as well, and everybody was clear about their gender, that's for sure. it really was a great event, and I would say it was probably will go down in history as maybe one of the ultimate political opposition trollings of all time. It was absolutely great.
Amen. Well, Newman Price, thank you so much. I really appreciate you. And something that, you know, you said, and this is important to think about, that when we all get together at these various rallies, or I think of the Italy trip, it's not like we sit there and live and breathe politics. We're not partisan people in that sense. But there is a joyful, like, nature of it, that you're happy to be among people where you're not, you know, being persecuted or put down or made fun of because of your views, your values. So that's what
100%.
I, right? It's just so much fun. You feel like to your point, people weren't there to experience maybe a speech from Trump, but they enjoyed one another and just that camaraderie.
there was camaraderie, and there was actually a lot of networking going on. You know, that's people would engage in, you know, just small talk and random non-political discussions. And, you know, I got several business cards, found other, you know, obviously I figured I was going to run into some 1210 listeners, and sure enough did exchange some cards, had some, you know, great moments with people. And you know, it really was. It was, yeah, I'm sick and tired of hearing, you know, seeing these things on YouTube, you know, oh, it was a scripted event. Yeah, dummy, of course, because, you know, I'm not going to have the place open to the public. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's just preposterous for people to even say that.
Did you have one of those sticky name tags that says, hello, my name is ... Newman Price written in Sharpie?
No, but I've thought about it. It's very hard for me to get to events. I have a very busy life, and I've only maybe been to like 2 Zeoli events. I'm active in some other like social networks, mm-hmm. so they keep me busy throughout the week. I'd love to get to more. I just unfortunately can't do it between that and work. But yeah, no. Actually, that's a conversation for another time. I'm not going to go into it on the air. Dawn might know. I actually just had a conversation recently in Jenkintown at the RNC location there.
Yes.
Met up with, I'll just say, Bob.
Yes.
I'm sure you know who I'm talking about.
Yep, sure do. 100%.
But anyway, hey, I won't take up any more time.
Thank
I just wanted
you.
To call in and just sort of give that visual perspective about, you know, the when you think about over a mile of people lined up just to support the guy, not to get anything or to, mm-hmm. you know, mooch or anything like that. It was just strictly organic, and it was a beautiful thing.
Well, end there. Thank you, Newman Price. Appreciate you. And you know what? I also appreciate my friends at Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding. Just love the work they've done in my home. New patio doors, replacing that wall of windows. They do great work, whatever it is. But right now, through the rest of October, through the month of October, they've been running this special, giving you the chance to receive $1,000 credit toward a new front door. All you have to do, send them a photo of your current front door that clearly needs the makeover, needs the redo. Everybody who sends in a photo, you're going to get $500 credit towards that new front door, while one person with the door most in need for a lot of TLC is going to receive that $1,000 grand prize in credits. So an updated front door, it's going to change the curb appeal, the beauty of your home, increase the resale value. But whether you're looking for a single door, double door, maybe a door with side lights, Chapman has such an experienced project consultant that's going to work with you, help you choose that perfect new front door for your home. Give them a call. Text them. They're like-minded. They're local. 610-431-8898. Take an online virtual tour, ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Tell them Dawn sent you. Going into effect this summer, it was August 1st, as far as Title IX rules, something that I asked former President Trump about, actually, after it was implemented, particularly for the North Penn School District, but school districts across our region, across the country, grappling with this implementation of a new Title IX rule that would say that somebody who identifies with whatever they identify with, that would supersede their biological birth gender or sex. So in other words, if somebody's a biological male, but they identify as female, they would, under the Biden-Harris administration Title IX rule, they would be allowed to go to the bathroom or locker room of their choosing. So this has launched all of these nationwide, certainly, lawsuits. In some states where they're more Republican-leaning states, they have frozen the Title IX from going into effect while they kind of hash it out in the courts. And in a place like Pennsylvania, not so much. But this, you know, we reported for you as far as North Penn, as far as the community news, what's going on with parents asking the school board, the administrators about this issue. And then remember last April, the assault at Pembroke Middle School, and that brought forth many questions. And I had covered that extensively as well. So a lot happening in that community in particular. Let's bring on one of our local moms. Shannon Main is here, North Penn School District. And I know you have a lot to say, Shannon, with the latest, if you can update us. Good morning.
Good morning, Dawn. Thanks for having me on and following up on this topic again. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So, just to give you some information, so the last board meeting was held in September, and it was the first read of the new Title IX policy that was passed August 1st. We've had a bunch of people following up. We remained engaged. We attended the event with Riley Gaines and Bluebell. And after hearing her message, it continued to inspire us to advocate for the girls in our district and our community. We had posted some stuff on our Facebook page, and we had a lot of people in the community reach out to us to ask how they can help. We were really trying to get them to take the athletics portion out of the policy. Mm-hmm. So a lot of us wrote in and emailed the school board directors asking them to please remove athletics from the policy. And if that would happen and they did remove it, then it would have to go back to a first read before it could be voted on again. So the school board did remove it from their agenda this past week, but it was from it was not because of our efforts. It was actually because they posted the agenda incorrectly. What happened was we were having a North Penn United meeting Wednesday before the school board meeting.
Yes.
And our meeting started at 7 o'clock, so we were all looking for the agenda. Well, the agenda was never posted, and per the Sunshine Law, it had to be posted 24 hours in advance.
Okay.
So we caught it, and it wasn't posted until about 7:36. Once it was posted, the action item for the Title IX policy said recommend it first read. So we kind of all got excited that our efforts were working and they were changing something in the policy. So we had posted that the night before the meeting on our Facebook page at North Penn United, and we had some people writing into us asking us questions if they definitely weren't going to vote on it. And I actually received a call from the district administration, the CFO from the district, at 8:30 the next morning, telling me that it was a mistake, that the agenda was not posted 24 hours in advance. So they did go ahead and cure that by the Sunshine violation by delaying the meeting start time.
Okay.
They didn't start the meeting till 7:36 to delay to abide by the Sunshine Law.
Mm-hmm.
But we did still go to the meeting and object, because when I got off the phone with them the morning of the meeting and someone called me back about the Title IX policy being a typo, I still was telling them, well, whether it's a typo or not, it does not say that you're taking action to vote on it, so it cannot be on the agenda tonight. We need to know that 24 hours in advance in the community so we can prepare to make public comment or what we have to do. So at the meeting that night, they did agree to remove it from the agenda. So it was a technicality of why it was removed, mm-hmm. because, yes, it definitely was supposed to be voted on. The way it was written was supposed to be voted on, but they did remove it. So I do anticipate it being back on the agenda, probably the next school board meeting, but it's not till after, that would be after November 5th, after the election, where, and there's a 50-50 chance, depending on who wins the election, that this would not be an issue anyway.
Okay. Because I had seen,
there was some,
I'll just say this, Shannon, I had seen one listing, and maybe this has all changed at North Penn, that the so I guess it's the Safe Schools Committee was going to meet 5:45 p.m. October 28th. But maybe that's not the same as the one you're talking about. I saw one meeting posted October 28th, just a thought. But maybe this particular, this is something different that you're talking about.
Yeah, I will definitely look into it. There are some committees that meet, but to my knowledge, they cannot take action on anything unless it's an action meeting. And during this time, I mean, I know they're going to try to take action on it, I'm assuming, because during this time I was in contact with some school board directors through email, and one of the school board directors, Mr. Fusco, he even doubled down after doing a training. He said that absolutely, after his training, that he believes that sports should be a part of Title IX. I mean, the thing about the Title IX policy is it was intended to prevent discrimination based on sex for programs and activities that the federal funding then went to. So it was to help women in sports and more sports for women and academic programs for women. So we're not trying to stop Title IX. We're trying to save it, because if they change it and add the gender identity into the title, then like my daughter loses her protections from Title IX. There was a woman that spoke about her child being harassed who was a transgender in our district currently.
Yes.
Well, this policy also protects against harassment. I totally agree with her. No one should be harassed by a student, let alone a teacher or an employee of the school district. I fully believe everybody should be protected. But the problem is how quickly we are to pass this policy without any clear solutions in place for the safety of all students. North Penn is going through a huge renovation project, a multi-million-dollar renovation project, and we don't even know what we're doing with the bathrooms yet. Are we changing the bathrooms? Are we going to have single-use bathrooms? That hasn't even been discussed, but we're going to pass a policy. It just seems like we're putting the, you know, the cart before the horse, where we don't even know what the bathroom locker room situation is going to look like. But it is already happening at North Penn. Mm-hmm. Penn Ridge had made a policy months back that only allowed for you to use a locker room bathroom of your biological gender, mm-hmm. where North Penn doesn't really have a policy like that. So there are kids and students already using locker rooms with the girls. My daughter was one of the students at Penn Field who was using a locker room for gym class with a biological male. It did not happen at the beginning of the year. It was like halfway through the year. And it was the same biological male that then switched schools to Pembroke and beat another female student with the Stanley Cup. So I'm just advocating to protect my daughter's rights with the Title IX, but I think that everybody should be protected. I mean, no one should be harassed. No one should be harassed based on sex, transgender, or your biological gender or anything. Like, we all agree on that. But something needs to be put in place, because what about my daughter who now will not wear jeans on gym days because she doesn't want to get fully dressed in the locker room, or my daughter who doesn't want to, and other kids that don't want to take swim class, which is now optional at North Penn. It never used to be optional, but now it's optional. They don't want to take swim class because they don't want to get changed in the locker rooms. I mean, everybody loses protections if this gets passed this way.
Yeah, and that's, in just talking to so many parents, Shannon, and I was, attended the meeting where Riley Gaines was there, but every parent I've talked to has said what you're saying, that, first of all, let's have a thoughtful conversation. Let's have a thoughtful policy, and that it feels like something is just being, shoved into a community without respecting people who are genuinely not trying to pick on one side or the other, but rather not oppress or suppress girls' rights, biological girls and female. And that's what it feels like, that for a smaller group, that the in a national way, if you zoom out, that they are willing to sacrifice the sensitive nature of the situation, sacrifice girls and women for the betterment of what really has been, I think, a political situation that's been pimped. And I would imagine, no matter who your kid is, no matter where your viewpoint, I think it's great that you talked about the parent of a child who maybe has a different issue. The parents seem aligned on this to say, whoa, wait a minute, let's be sensitive to everybody. Step back, be thoughtful, and especially in light of the construction. But do you feel that your community in particular is caught in the middle of all of this political mess? I mean, is that a piece of this?
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say that it is a piece of it, but in this particular case, it definitely is. The law was passed August 1st. We quickly had it on our meeting, the very first meeting in September in North Penn. And there's tons of litigation around this. Our high school is currently on the litigation list. So this it's blocked by the high school at the moment. And I put my daughter's school on it, so it's blocked by Penn Field. So if you get your kids on your kids' schools on one of the lists that's pending litigation through one of the organizations, then your school is blocked anyway. If half of our school is going to pass the policy and the other half of the school is not going to pass the policy, mm-hmm. why are we even voting on it? And it's because Pennsylvania is not part of the litigation. And, I mean, there are articles that I've read. Josh Shapiro wants Pennsylvania to be first in state to pass this. So I would assume, I don't even think there's any other school district right now that has it passed. I think North Penn might have been the first one. Central Bucks and Penn Ridge were working on it. Mm-hmm. But some of them were working out logistics. When I talked to the school board directors, I said, why are we passing it so quickly? Like, other people are reviewing their policies first. And we have half of our schools already on the litigation list that are exempt anyway.
And that's an important, Shannon, this is an important point for somebody who's with a different school district, no matter where you are in Pennsylvania, right, that you can, how does a parent who's listening to you right now, who their child's school, they want to get them on this list, and it's a way that you can kind of put things on hold until it's dealt with, right?
So there's three organizations, and technically you have to be a member of one of these organizations, and then your child's school is automatically on the list. It is kind of cumbersome to kind of – it's all free, but you have to kind of navigate the website a little bit to get your school at it. If anybody has any questions, they can email me at npennunited@gmail.com. But the three organizations are Young Americans Foundation, Moms for Liberty, and Female Athletics United. All of those organizations are adding schools to the list. And I believe, I believe the list is still being updated while this is still pending litigation. So that's how you get your child school on the list.
And so beyond the Title IX, and I know I'll try to find this out as well, because there's a school board meeting 1 week from today, next Monday, but then there's another action meeting that's not until later in November. So I'll try to sort that out. But as far as the other issue that Shannon made, it made national news. There was a student victimized, seriously injured in an attack at the middle school, Pembroke Middle School in Upper Gwynn. It happened last April 17th. Is there any movement on that as far as the investigation and to find out, you know, there were so many different calls that we had at the time, parents very emotional about that.
So the investigation did take place. They said it was an unbiased third-party investigation, but we did uncover that they did pay this attorney's office the previous year, North Penn did. So it wasn't a law firm we never dealt with before. Mm-hmm. I do know the investigation was done. I do know that the school board has been briefed on the details of the investigation. I know they're working on a report. It was announced that they haven't published a report of what they can publish. But I would start asking people, and I have been talking to people, we need to know what happened during this investigation, because this could have been any one of our children in the schools, and we just transferred somebody who had already violent issues at one school. We transferred them to a new school to kind of maybe hide it, cover it up. I don't know, but we definitely have to keep pushing on that. I mean, Penn Dale, which is another middle school of ours, someone just brought a knife to school. I mean, a knife to school, and there's an altercation in the bathroom. I mean, before we're so quick to pass this policy that's in litigation, why don't we look at the violent issues that are happening in our schools and try to pass something to protect our kids there and put our efforts there?
Yeah, and I think that's a good point. There's so much going on, and even post-pandemic, the mental health crisis with middle school kids and high school kids, and it seems like safety and mental health would take precedence over, you know, this situation, which I think a lot of parents are saying, let's just slow it down and do things the right way. That's the sense I get. But unfortunately, Shannon, it's politicized. And that's why we're seeing across the nation. I think part of it is people want to get these plans implemented so that they do it before November 5th, no matter, you know, no matter who wins.
Yep. So we need more parents and coaches and fathers, brothers, I mean, everybody to speak up. I mean, we have people writing anonymous letters. If I can just mention North Penn United, we are having kind of an invitation-only meeting this Wednesday, October 3rd. But if anybody wants to attend, they can message me on the North Penn United Facebook page. October 23rd. It's Wednesday, October 23rd, from 6:30 to 8, just to stop in, meet us, learn how you can get involved. There's small ways people can get involved and help, whether it's researching something or sending an email. We have to start turning our school district around. When I attended North Penn, we were one of the top 10 school districts. My parents attended North Penn, and now my kids are now going to North Penn. So,
well,
trying
Shannon,
to get back to where the status it used to be.
Yeah, you're a great mom, and thank you so much. Thanks for updating us, and we'll look for further updates. Shannon, thanks a million.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. So I will say at North Penn, you know, they have some positive news here. They have two new school safety officers, one at Pembroke, one at Penfield Middle School. They implemented some new video surveillance cameras. So I know there are many updates. So let me know if this is an issue in your school district. But it just shows you know, these parents, a lot of them, like Shannon said, working together. And I think we had played the mom on Friday who said she was coming from a different place. You know, she has a child that's grappling with some different issues, and including trans issues. A lot of these parents, the piece of this I think is a good thing, is that they're united in saying, let's be kind to everybody. Let's have policies that are not political, but rather protect everybody. That's a good thing. So you see a community coming together, and we'll hope for that and certainly get you the transparency and the updates as well. We'll talk about that. We have some great interviews still ahead. Linda Kearns, I'm going to make my confession, who in my immediate family, we've realized over the weekend, busy weekend, is not yet registered. So that's on my agenda, helping that happen. On this final day that you can register, please make sure you're registered. Please make sure you check if you mailed in your ballot already. Please make sure that, and I'm not advocating who you vote for. I'm just saying vote. It's important, and make yourself heard. This is something that if you respect our military veterans and the sacrifices, you know, I grew up with a grandpa who, you know, until the day he died in his 80s, Grandpa had shrapnel in him, okay? And he fought in wars, and that's, so I vote for him in Grandpa John's memory. So maybe that's a piece of this, no matter what. So let's talk about it. When it comes to your home, trust is everything. For 45 years, Kitchen Magic, building a reputation for transforming kitchens with such precision and care, from custom cabinets, countertops, backsplashes, storage solutions, so important. They get the job done and fast. In just a few days, your dream kitchen becomes a reality without the hassle. Trust the name your neighbors have relied on for decades now, Kitchen Magic. Get your free in-home consultation, kitchenmagic.com. Kitchenmagic.com. Let's cook up something extraordinary. Tell them Dawn sent you. As we talk Trump, Mickey D's, who has the best fries, we got it all. Local news, national news, regional news. There's so much happening.
Answer is Wendy's, of course.
What?
Yeah.
No.
With the little skin on the side. Oh, it's
nope.
So good.
Nope.
Yeah. Five Guys has good fries. But do those count? Do you need like a drive-thru for it to count?
McDonald's, hands down, I think.
Really?
Not that I've had McDonald's. I'm always dieting. I'm chronically dieting. But I think Mickey D's fries are the best.
Yeah?
If they're regular fries, I will say I think the crab fries in the
cheese dip. Those are good, too.
Is the best.
Yeah.
But that doesn't, you can't, that's apples and oranges.
And it's like the right? One food, I feel like, crab fries, that if you order them at a stadium, it tastes almost better than if you order them at a, like, I just got them at a Temple game over the weekend. So good.
By the way, speaking of food, we're getting word of I don't think I've ever done a waffle recall, but these are frozen waffles. Did you see this?
I got some of my, are they Eggos?
They're Walmart, Target, okay. They have Listeria bacteria.
Oy.
So the manufacturer is Treehouse Foods. The problem is they produce those for many different labels. So you got to be careful. But it's a recall because, Listeria bacteria, not a good thing. Diarrhea, or as I like to say, one food recall away from goal weight. Sorry to make light of it.
Yeah, they're sold. Ozempic, go get some waffles.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, way cheaper. Walmart's Great Value, Target's Good and Gather name, which is a really popular name, and then private label brands, Food Lion, Kroger, Schnucks, Treehouse. They list the, it's a big list of these waffles that they produce for.
Yeah.
So you don't want to get the Hershey squirts after the waffles. That's what we called them when we were kids.
Poop Patrol.
All right, great interviews and a lot of breaking news just ahead. Thanks for being here this Monday morning.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.